got a few screws loose since the days of my youth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose and I'm telling you the truth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, you don't really want proof. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, why I do what I do. It's a few screws loose podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of A Few Screws Loose, the award-winning podcast where we have mental health discussions by mentally ill men of color. My name is Dan and I'm your host. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show on Twitter, IG, as well as YouTube at Screws Loose Pod. And check out my mostly MIA co-host, P. And that's on Twitter and on IG at P from Charlotte. Yo, I want to keep today's topic short and simple. And of course, I want to talk about what everyone else is talking about, the coronavirus. Now, I can't even say that my take is that unique or my perspective is any different than anybody else's. But the way it affects me personally is, one, I'm nervous. I'm scared. I have, well, let's back up and start with the mayor of New Orleans shut down all public events, all events. And following the CDC's guidelines, I think the CDC's guidelines is in no more than 50 people in one place or whatever. So the mayor shut all this shit down. And the city of New Orleans, people of New Orleans decided, we're going to show you, Mayor LaToya Cantrell, we're going to go out here and gather anyway and drink and party and have a good time in the streets. It's like, yo, okay, if you don't give a fuck about your own health, that's one thing. If you want to throw caution to the wind and expose yourself, potentially killing yourself, that's cool. Do it. But when your actions have the possibility of affecting somebody else, especially the elderly, who at first they were reporting that the elderly were the most at risk. And, you know, you pass this shit along to a cashier at a store who passes it along to maybe one of their aunts or uncles who then passes it along to somebody else's grandparent. Like, there's endless possibilities on how this shit can spread. And it's like 3 times more contagious than the flu, I think they're saying. You have to be a fucking asshole to do some shit like that. And when I see stuff like that, I'm like, that's why I can't be a police officer. Because, yo, I would have rolled up. I would have pepper sprayed the fuck out of them. I would have tased. I would have been out for blood because, yo, you're putting my family at risk by gathering out here over some stupid shit. Yo, if you want to drink and you want to party, like I said, there's a time and a place for that, which is any other time except for now. Like, yo, so like people think that this shit is a suggestion. Like, we're suggesting that you don't gather in public place. It is not a suggestion. They're telling you not to fucking do it. You're putting lives at risk. Nah. City of New Orleans is always going to show. I see. And what it looks like is they're treating this shit like Hurricane Katrina. Now, I was here in for Hurricane Katrina. I was in my early 20s. And I remember no one took the shit fucking serious until it was time to take the shit serious. Even city government didn't take it serious. So up until like 2 days before Hurricane Katrina hit, it was business as usual in New Orleans. Nobody hardly was making any moves like, yo, we got to get out the city. Yo, we got to hunker down. We got to go get supplies. Yo, they it's like Hurricane Katrina, one of the worst hurricanes that ever hit Louisiana, just didn't exist. So right now, that is exactly what I'm seeing. So my place of employment has had, I don't know how many customers come through there, but we have all kinds of people coming in on a daily basis. We have probably 40 offices, give or take, in southern Louisiana. So we have all these workers that we're putting in harm's way. Now, the company I work for is a financial company. It's not. We're not selling anything. We don't have any goods. We don't have toilet paper. We're not the toilet paper plug. We don't have disinfectants. We don't have food. We don't have diapers. We're not selling anything, yo. So there's no fucking reason for us to be open. However, nah, because if we close, we don't make money. I understand that. And from a business owner's perspective, I can see it's like, yo, everybody is scared to death. Your employees are scared. The people that are coming in here and they're scared. The like, and you as a business owner, yeah, you're scared because this could be catastrophic for your business. Your business might not exist after this shit is over. That is a chance. You can rebuild businesses. You can, I mean, you know, it's going to be hard, but you can rebuild almost everything. You can't rebuild life. So if somebody dies, there's nothing you can do about that. If you're intentionally, and that is what these businesses, especially these, like I was saying on Twitter, these non-essential businesses, such as the company I work for, there's no reason for us to be open. We don't have anything to offer in the time, in a time of crisis, in the time of a pandemic. We have nothing to offer you, but it's like business as usual. So essentially what we're doing is we're putting the lives of our employees at risk. We're putting the lives of our employees' families at risk, their loved ones, their children, their parents. Like, yo, I can only imagine. I don't even know all the employees that work for us, but I can imagine that some of them have young infant children. Some of them have newborns. Like, we're putting these people in danger by being open. Now, can they not come to work? Absolutely. And that's anywhere at any time. No, you don't have to go to work. But when your job is your only source of income to provide for yourself, to provide for your families, and right now, no, you're not going out and finding a new job during this crisis. Nah, it's just not happening. Unemployment's only going to pay you so much. So it's like your back's against the wall, and especially for low-wage employees, your back's against the wall. You're almost forced to go to work, even though you're scared shitless just like everybody else. Just like, I mean, you see how many people are dying overseas. You see how many people, it's sad, and it's a sick thing to do to people. So what we're doing is we're placing profits or basically let's just leave it at that. The bottom line, we're placing that over the health and safety of not only employees, but their families, their children, their parents, their loved ones, their neighbors. And yo, our employees, much like everyone else, have to go stock up on shit at some point. I mean, I would hope that everyone has everything they need, but yo, they got to go to the grocery store. So now they're interacting with people at the grocery store, standing in these lines. And like, it's just the likeliness or the chance of catching the coronavirus just is exponentially larger than staying the fuck home and closing the doors. So, yo, I look at the customers that come in, and right now I'm looking at them like, yo, y'all some pieces of shit too. Why the fuck are you coming in to a financial establishment? And no, we're not a bank either. So no, you're not coming to get cash, make deposits, or no. So why the fuck are you here, you piece of shit? That's how I'm looking at it, yo. And it might be a wrong way to look at it, because I'm pretty sure right now everyone's scared and people don't know what the fuck to do. Hell, business owners don't know what the fuck to do. Like, nobody knows what to do. This has never happened during my lifetime, at least not to this extent. Sure, we had SARS. Sure, we had MERS. Sure, we had Ebola, but nothing of this magnitude, nothing of this severity. So everyone's running around scared. They don't know what to do. People are telling you, the federal government is telling you, your local governments are telling you what the fuck to do. Stay your stupid ass home.
Well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I've never seen this before.
They're telling you what to do. Stupid motherfuckers. So anyway, I guess I just wrap it up with saying, I know currently right now, six people. Now, these are six people that I personally know who have the coronavirus or are presumptive positives until their test results come back. I know of three other people who have tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, I haven't had any direct contact with these people. Now, with the six people that I personally know that have it, I've had direct contact for over a week with three of them. The other three, I haven't had any contact with. I guess I could say I had indirect contact because I've been around people who have been around them. And then I've also been exposed to two of the other cases through somebody else. So it's like, essentially, out of nine people, I've been exposed either directly or indirectly to six of them. And, you know, I'm a little nervous now. I didn't know they had tested positive or they had the coronavirus until recent. So now it's like I could have this shit, yo. Oh, and I know of one death, too. Now, I didn't know this person, but I know this person's family. And he passed away from the coronavirus as well. So I've been asking the past few weeks at work. I've been asking everybody, anybody who will listen, why are we still open? Oh, because people need us and, you know, people need this from us and they need that from us. Well, if they ain't got it yet, fuck them. If this is something that you needed and you ain't came and got it yet, fuck you. Well, you know, people depend on us to be there. And, you know, we now's not the time for anxiety. Now's not the time for anxiety. Yo, one of the head supervisors actually texted that shit out. Now's not the time for anxiety. Nigga, are you fucking stupid? Seriously. Now's not the time for anxiety. People dying. The number of cases are just growing and growing and growing. Like New Orleans has the fastest spread of the coronavirus of any U.S. city. This shit is getting scary, y'all. Like I ain't bullshitting. And like I said, I could actually have the shit right now. I don't know. I'm not running a fever, which is good. I've been checking my temperature. And after I found out these people had the coronavirus, that I've been exposed to the coronavirus, I'm like, all right, something gotta give, yo. I am not going to take the chance of infecting other people. So I got all my shit from work and I bought it home. And during this time of year, working at home is kind of frowned upon, or not showing up to the office is frowned upon. At this point, yo, I don't even give a fuck because what I'm doing is I'm potentially putting other people's lives at risk by being there. People who haven't been exposed, people who aren't sick, customers. I don't really interface with the customers, but there are times where I may walk past some or be in the vicinity or something. Like, I know I've been working with the same group of people since 2005. That's 15 years. I've been working with most of these people, some of them a little, maybe 12 years or so. But I've been at this company since 2005. I know a lot of my coworkers' family members. I know a lot of their living arrangements. I know their living situations. I know who has kids, who has elderly people living with them. I don't want to put y'all at risk. And like I said, I have been exposed. And I'm sure some of them have been exposed as well. And we just want to carry on again. Carry on business as usual. No. If you are not going to get necessities at this point, if you're not going to get food, to get medical supplies, medical attention, if you're leaving the house for anything other than that, like I said, you're a fucking idiot. So I had stopped going to the gym, and those of you who keep up with me, who follow me and keep up with me, know that I've been on a mission this year as far as just getting back in shape or working out. I post my workout videos just to help keep myself going. I called it quits at the gym, which was really hard for me to do. I called it quits. I'm like, I can't keep it was right around when they canceled the NBA season. I'm like, I'm done. So I started to take my workouts outside, which I'm like, you know, open space, go to a park. I'm not touching anything. I'm not touching anybody. I'm not around anybody. One of the days, a few people did want to come to the park with me and work out. They got stir crazy because their jobs allowed them not to fucking be there. So, you know, stepping up on picnic tables, doing dips on picnic tables, running around the trail, the track or whatever. And I thought that was a responsible thing to do. But now, after I know for a fact that I've been around multiple people who have tested positive for the coronavirus, I'm not even doing that anymore. And I'm at the point now where I ain't going no fucking where unless it's an emergency, unless it's a necessity. So that's how it's affecting me now. Prior to, what was I doing? I was going to work, going to the gym, coming home, going to work, going to the gym, coming home. That was my daily routine. Like, I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. So being like, before I really got back into the gym real hard, I was going to work, coming home, going to work, coming home. So this is nothing for me to be at home and not be able to go anywhere. Shit. On most weekends, like, I don't even start my truck. Like, if I'm off on a Saturday and Sunday, it is not unusual for me not to leave the house, period. So, like, yeah, it doesn't bother me. But I guess the only other thing I'll say is it's allergy season as well. So it's like I got a scratchy throat, a little bit of a cough, like more or less coughing up mucus and stuff like that. It's hard to not think, yo, is this regular allergy shit or are these symptoms? And I guess only time will tell. But I do have bad allergies. So it's like the headaches, all of this, just like clockwork. But it couldn't be at a worse time. So every time a nigga sneeze now, it's like, achoo, oh, shit. Is that Corona sneeze? You know, it's like you just don't know. So now I'm like super paranoid. But like I said, I like to think of myself as better than that, than to put other people at risk. And, you know, I was part of the problem. My company is damn sure a part of the problem. Any company who's still open right now, putting the lives of the public at risk, you are just as bad as the people that were partying on Bourbon Street when the mayor shut the city down. So sadly, you can only do so much to protect stupid people from themselves, businesses included. As you can tell, I have a lot of animosity towards businesses right now. And I get it. I feel for the employees who aren't able to go back to work or whose company did do the right thing technically by shutting down, telling them don't come to work. I feel bad if they're unable to make any money right now. Luckily, at least in New Orleans has suspended all of the evictions. They've suspended all of the utility cutoffs. That helps. That helps a lot, especially for people that are struggling. I don't even know, like, other than to say I really feel for you if you are affected financially. Know it's for the greater good. And I know that sounds like some bullshit to say to somebody, but it is for the greater good. And you'll bounce back eventually. I mean, that's all I got. Until the next episode, y'all. My name's Dan. Catch me on Twitter and IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Peace.